This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're a politician.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're an elected office holder.
I differentiate it there as far as elected.
Yeah, I know. You and the judges, but you still got to get votes.
Well, I've always said if the residents of Forsyth want somebody else, I'm fine with that. I will go back to having less things to worry about.
Sure. So Dave Wentz in from he's a trustee of Forsyth, and that's why your local elected officials are should be separated out of this attitude towards politics in general, because they're not doing anything they can to hold on to their job. They would willingly probably like to leave the job behind, right? There was something that William F. Buckley said about just picking people out of a phone book, you know, to serve, you might be better off, because these people that become career, and they all do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the silly money that they're spending on getting reelected or getting elected. I mean, this woman who is an outsider in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, who nobody gave a shot to, and so the media didn't vet her, nobody did anything, and now all of a sudden she's within the differentiation of the polling numbers there at the top. I mean, even she's raised $2 million. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Think about all the good that you could do to infrastructure and roads. I mean, if you just took all of the money spent on elections in this country and spent it on infrastructure, would we be not better off as citizens to have really good roads and a lot less of these other people?
At least the roads would be better than what they are now.
That'd be a good way to do an election. In the lead up, you have to do civic projects, and whoever does the best.
Whoever raises the most road money.
Yeah, or builds the best roads.
Gets the office.
Yeah.
That'd not be a bad
Isn't
idea.
Isn't how the celebration king and queen were elected?
Yes.
Is how much money you raise for charity?
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, or how much money you raise for the celebration.
For the celebration.
Yeah. No doubt. So tell me, Dave, what's happening just north of the border here? Now that we are in our sixth floor studios, I can look out and I can see the windmills. I mean, I can literally physically see Forsyth.
Yeah, I think I could see the top edge of one of our water towers from here.
Yeah.
But, no, we've had a lot of stuff going on. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Nick on his announcement. And, you know, your life will change for the good as being a parent.
Thanks, Dave. This is very nice of you.
Why did that felt uncomfortable to me? I don't know why
I
should have.
Okay, Dave's a nice guy. Can't wait to go back and trick or treat. Maybe bring somebody else with us this time.
We got our last one graduated from college last weekend. So
congratulations! There's a lot of that.
Parenting stuff still goes on. They're just not necessarily on the payroll anymore.
Yeah, they haven't moved back yet.
Yes. Operative word yet.
Right.
No, we've had a lot of stuff going on. If you've been out
hang on though. Your daughter is graduated with nursing from Mizzou. You know, that career path is so in demand right now.
Yep, she's
Kudos
accepted
her.
A job on the trauma floor at KU Medical Center in Kansas City. We'll be getting set to move her, and she'll be starting in their nurse residency program there. So some additional hands-on training, but
that's great.
Doing it and getting paid for it now.
Oh my God, yeah.
And clinicals and doing the work and learning.
No doubt. So kudos to her for serving. All right. So that was a nice, that's a great little town. I mean, it's a great college town.
Yes. Well, she loved it there the 4 years there.
I met Brad Pitt there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he from Mizzou?
He went to school there.
Okay.
I had a friend in high school by the name of Rick Brecknitz. His dad was former mayor, you might remember Eric Brecknitz, of Decatur. And we went over to see and spend the night on the campus. And there's stories I could tell, but, you know, I feel like most of the statute of limitations are probably over. But he was a member of, I believe it was the Teaks, fraternity. And Brad Pitt was,
okay.
I mean, no one knew he was Brad Pitt then.
Yeah.
He was a college kid. He dropped out and did Thelma and Louise, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
That's my Columbia connection.
No, she's loved it there all 4 years. It was a good school.
It is a great school. Great journalism school, by the way, too, as well. And then there's a bar there that there used to be a rumor that Rick Ocasek from the Cars hid his sunglasses somewhere in there, and like there were students trying to find that for like 20 years.
Yep. What I remember is the guy who wrote Beetle Bailey.
Yeah.
The comic strip went to school there, so they've got a whole section kind of commemorating Beetle Bailey there. So she's enjoyed it there, and we've enjoyed visiting. So
very cool.
We'll see. You know, maybe she'll be back there for some, you know, further medical education at some point in her career.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations to her and to your family. All right. What else is going on up north with our neighbors?
We've got a bunch of kind of building and stuff going on, getting ready to break ground for the new Ziggy's coffee shop there in front of Menards. If you've been past on 51, you see that the Cheddar's building has been demoed. And so
has it really?
Yes.
Guess I haven't been up north in a while.
Of all the things that have happened in Forsyth in my adult life, I've never gotten more contact than anybody wanting to know what's going on at Cheddar's.
Well, Panda Express is going to move out from the mall. They're going to build a freestanding regular size Panda Express restaurant there with the drive through and sit down, the whole nine yards there.
But not a strip, correct? Meaning other buildings connected to it?
Not initially. I think there's some plans of talking about, because that's a very big lot. With when you count the parking lot and the size of the original building. So I think there are some plans down the road for, you know, two or three storefronts or whatever you want to call it there.
Sure.
We've had a
proposal. Now, will they still be serving? I mean, will they still be in the mall until they open?
That's my understanding. Is they
because you're going to break our 18-year-old's heart. It literally from our house, it takes about an hour to go to Panda Express and back. But that is like on his like rotation list of things that he has to have.
Well, maybe it'll be 5 minutes shorter now because as soon as you turn on.
Well, you know, have to park and go in. Yeah. And yes, yes.
So
we'll cut out the walk time.
Yeah, you'll have a drive-through where you can just stay in his car.
Love it.
We got to.
By the way, that's the largest Asian segment restaurant chain in the United States of America.
Yeah. By far.
Yes, not even close.
It's always busy.
2,200 locations,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think now they won't be limited to the mall hours, and they'll have that kind of independent nature. So
I like that.
We have a proposal for the old Hometown Buffet property. Can't give details on that yet, but we gave approval to proceed with a TIF proposal on that. And so we've, you know, that's moving on there.
It's probably tough. I mean, a lot of what you guys do in economic development, whether it's Nicole, the city, I mean, there's so many conversations you can't have publicly that are going on privately. And I know people go, oh, well, we want to know. It's just not the way it works.
Well, and sometimes the elected officials, they won't even tell us.
Right.
You know, they'll talk to Jill and
that's
staff.
Because Jill doesn't leak.
So, yeah, she's been busy. We're getting ready to start our strategic planning session. The firm is scheduling meetings with each of the staff leads and the trustees over this week to have one-on-one sessions, and then we'll come together for a group strategic planning session. We're talking to the fire department. The fire department, Hickory Point Fire Department, is wanting to expand their building, add a training room and some sleeping quarters because they'd like to move to some additional more kind of expanding and growing their fire department. So working in partnership with them. We've had some discussions of our agreement with the school district as far as the baseball and softball fields being in Forsyth at our park. So that's going on. Just a whole lot of stuff.
Well, good. Stuff is a good way to describe it. Do you feel what's your thought on the mall right now? I feel like we're going a certain way. Pandemic accelerating everything by maybe 10 or 15 years, literally. I mean, everything from supply chain to higher education to, you know, careers that are necessary, like your daughter going in and starting her nursing career. What do you think the future of the mall is? And I'm not asking you specifically which store that store, and I'm not saying it's going to close next week, but what are you guys the communication with the ownership group? I mean, what is the future of the mall?
We have, you know, that was one reason why, you know, whether it's the, you know, incentives, you know, there's people who are pros and cons on incentives. But you have to have those arrows in your armory, if you're competing with other communities, as far as whether it's retail or restaurant or commercial business. We have the TIF district, which is certain incentives. We have the enterprise zone, which is certain incentives. You know, we have whatever we can do to try and help with what the owners of the mall want to do as far as that, you know, development or whatever they want to do in the future. So as much as we see, okay, Panda Express is moving out of the mall to a freestanding building that they're building, The Petals store that was in one of the strip malls in front of the mall has moved into the mall. We saw Coco Day open inside the mall. So I think what we're seeing is more smaller shops instead of your big department store.
Right. But then that whole mall mindset has to change with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of the knocks I've heard, you know, and these are years past, I don't know about the current ownership group, was not only the cost of rent, you know, but having to redo the facade, you know, and all these things that you wouldn't have if you moved into Merchant Street in downtown Decatur. Right. Those smaller retailers have a tougher time with those kind of things.
Yeah. And you know, you see a lot of these little, you know, as Nick mentioned, these little two or three, four store strips being built. You know, maybe that's eventually at some point a section of the mall gets knocked down and
Who knows,
and
right?
Something like that.
Now, Von Maur, by the way, Nick and I were talking earlier this week, topped the list of brands in all of the United States of America for what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, which I thought was, you know, I was surprised because it's such a regional, or you think of it as sort of a regional company, but they beat out every big name, Nordstrom, I mean, all of them.
Well, and everything we've heard from TJ Maxx and Hobby Lobby is they've really enjoyed being out there and have seen successes. I think one other thing I forgot to mention is, you know, we've had interest in the movie theater there to potentially reopen that. So, you know, I'm not sure who the company is, but, you know, that reopening will be nice to have, you know, another option for movies if we can get that gone through. So, I think it just, you know, we're here to work with the mall ownership on, you know, whatever we can do to help them drive, business to the facilities at the mall and try and attract new businesses now, to the mall and the stores out front.
The theater group is not part of the ownership group of the mall, though,
no,
correct?
No, I believe that's owned separately.
Yeah. What was it? AMC.
It was AMC last. It was AMC was the last owner of it.
Right. And when did that shut down?
That was
probably about 2020.
It wasn't pandemic.
It was pandemic.
Pandemic was like the final straw for that.
Sure.
It was open through the beginning of the pandemic, and then just it was, you know, it didn't. They shut down and said we're done.
Yeah.
So you know, we still have the old Pier 1 store that's empty that we're, you know, trying to help them market. The old Pizza Hut building.
And are all those things individual pieces?
All of those outside lots are individual pieces, but they may be owned by mall ownership. They may not. I don't keep track. I know Jill and staff.
I'm just curious about how all that works.
But yeah, so whoever owns it will work with them as far as helping market that property. You know, we have a section of our website that kind of lists the available properties, whether it's vacant land for greenfield projects or existing buildings. But you know, we actively try and still promote those.
Yep.
So,
hey Brian, there's one more store inside the Kohl's. They're adding a Sephora mini store inside the Kohl's in Forsyth.
I get that, but there's also right down the aisle in the mall another makeup store. I mean, some of this stuff's cannibalizing each other, right? I mean, because you bring something in, it may kill off the other thing.
Yeah, it's just a big brand that people might have interest in.
I'm going to date myself here, but I remember being in high school. There was a Camelot Music and a Music Land in the mall.
Dave, that was the only way you could get music. Two sources was not a lot.
I said I was going to date myself.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Dave Wentz in the studios from Forsyth. Back with more right after this.
In a dangerous world, who can we trust to keep America safe? Not Mary Miller. Miller voted with Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Ilhan Omar to defund our military. Mary Miller was the only Republican from Illinois to vote against the defense budget. Her liberal vote would have cut off funding for our troops at a time when America's enemies are on the march. So reckless, Mary Miller voted against funding to deploy the National Guard to combat illegal immigration and drug smuggling. Mary Miller stood with the Socialist Squad instead of our brave men and women in uniform. Mary Miller can't be trusted. Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis believes in the Reagan mantra of peace through strength. That's why Rodney voted to strengthen our military and give our troops a pay raise. Rodney Davis is the conservative who will keep America safe.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, I'm Kathy Burkham, and when I lost my son, Tyler Yount, to an overdose, Odie Moore was the investigating officer, and he became my friend on that day, and he treated my family with love, honor, and respect. He has compassion for those who suffer from substance use disorder, and he treats all the family members with respect. Please join my family and I and vote for Cody Moore for sheriff on June the 28th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Cody Moore sheriff.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, the Beijing beef and the chow mein are my favorite things on the Panda Express menu.
Mine was black pepper chicken and teriyaki. They got rid of black pepper chicken, though.
Ah, too bad. You know what else they got rid of is the pantyhose requirement at Von Maur.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
For the workers?
Yeah. Here's how it reads as of 2016. For women, we no longer have to wear pantyhose, so those are optional. But you must wear a skirted dress. Your shoulders may not be visible, and the dress usually needs to be at your knees or 2 inches above the knee at most. They still had a very old school way of doing business with their employees. But the pantyhose requirement was always like, oh, my goodness.
They could
goodness.
Take the vending machine out of the out of the women's restroom then?
Yeah,
pantyhose one?
Yeah, the egg, like the leg or whatever it was. Yeah. Yes, just a whole setup there. Dave is with us from Forsyth. You see stuff popping up. You see stuff going away. It's kind of like a microcosm of life. Things are just changing, and they always change.
Yeah. You know, as much as, you know, I've, like Nick, heard from people as far as being, you know, disappointed that Cheddar's was gone. I think that was one of the first buildings outside of the mall.
I think it was, if not the first.
I mean,
what was the other? What was the one that was next to it?
Well, you had the gas station across
the street. No, but there was two restaurants. Then, what were the two original restaurants?
The Rack's Roast Beef.
Well, that was across the street.
Across the street, but
so it was Cheddar's, and what was the other one?
It's not still the building that's Applebee's?
Was it Applebee's originally?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was something different originally. Maybe it was Applebee's. Okay.
But yeah, I think Cheddar's was there before Applebee's.
They were.
But yeah, you pull up at that stoplight intersection there, and that big building that was there to your left, if you're headed north, is gone. And they were working this morning when I was on my way in. So getting ready for the groundwork, the foundation work as far as the new Panda Express building.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I know people it's just human nature. Their change is uncomfortable for people, but it's also necessary. I don't understand why people want to hold on to. I don't want to go to Musicland. You know, I'm glad I can just get music wherever I want on my phone through a service. I don't have to pay for anything. I mean, it's part of my Amazon Prime. My music experience is much better than it was in 1984.
Yeah, I think a marketing or an economics class, there was a discussion about, you know, buggy whip manufacturers. You know, there used to be a huge market for horse equipment and buggies and buggy whips, and you know, there isn't anymore because we've moved on to other things.
Yeah, quite a few things since then, Dave. How long ago did you go to school?
Well,
it's a cottage industry now.
Central Park.
As an example of
New York City.
Changes.
Yes, the buggy whip.
But, yeah, I'll admit I'm old.
Okay, we've moved on from the buggy whip. But it is, you know, restaurants, it is tough. I mean, a restaurant is an incredibly tough thing to be successful at. I mean, given a good environment, right? I mean, your overheads are narrow, marginally thin profits. Staffing is an issue. I mean, staffing is an issue for everyone right now. But it is crazy, you know, what they're paying now. I will tell you that because I think that's good for the workers because we've finally putting a value on people's worth that seems, you know, a little bit more than just this arbitrary number we've used in the past, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to come and go. They have my entire life.
Well, and I think it's just like any business. If you offer a good product and people appreciate what they get for the value, what they're getting, they're going to come back.
That's exactly right. So it's inside a mall or outside a mall or standalone or whatever it might be. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to have what people want and you got to do it the way they want you to do it.
Yeah. So the standalone building with the drive-through gives some people some convenience. Yeah. It knocks 5 minutes off.
That's
of
exactly right.
Somebody's drive-through.
And a Pier 1 makes no sense in the world when Amazon can bring you the same stuff next day to your porch. It's not that I'm rooting against, you know, retail. It's got to adapt. It's just like everything else in life.
Yeah, I think that there's less of I exist just because I am.
Yeah.
In retail or any business
or destination location. I mean, you
got to provide the value.
Yeah. And outside of like that place in Minnesota that, you know, where I'm going to an amusement park and a mall and a hotel and a water park and all that experience, you know, it's
well, yeah, there you're making it a destination. Yeah. So you don't have to rely on your local population because you're bringing in how many thousands of people from elsewhere.
That's exactly right. So you're optimistic overall?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Our finances are good. We've got a good board. We've got really good staff that keep us on our toes and keep us updated with what we need to be making decisions on. And some of it's exciting, like getting to announce a, you know, a new restaurant or something like that. Some of it's, like we said before, the non-sexy stuff of...
It's most of what you do at that level.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll go through this strategic planning session and kind of decide where we're going. And, you know, it's been a while since we had one, and we've got some new employees, new staff, and a new administrator. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from there.
All right. How's Jill fitting in? I haven't seen her for a while.
I just, you know, I keep asking her, are we overloading her? Because, I mean, she came in and we had the water pump failures at, you know, and a boil order from the water plant.
Nothing
we
wrong with baptism by fire, Dave. It's yeah. good for you.
I said, well, if she's made it through that, then we're probably going to keep her for a while. But no, she's been awesome.
Great. She's a very nice lady. I think a lot of her and enjoyed working with her at the Parks Foundation, so I'm glad to hear she's doing good. Do I still need my passport? Are you guys
no.
okay? So you're chilling out a little bit.
Hey,
about
if you'd
that.
Come by every once in a while, you might see that Cheddar's was gone. So
okay, it's been a while since I've been out there. I didn't realize they took Cheddar's down.
Or whoever's going we to send Panda our, doesn't.
That's the 18-year-old.
He's
because,
not telling you what he observed.
Listen, we don't need Gruber. We got an 18-year-old. So I'm just saying it's a long round trip to go out to Panda Express.
Yep.
But he does on a regular basis.
Well, we're happy he does.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get out
and
there.
Congratulations to him on his upcoming high school graduation.
Well, thank you. It's going to be fun Saturday. Just keeping an eye on the weather. Nothing you can do about that either, though. Got to lay back, and it is what it is. That's kind of the theme of the show today. Have you noticed that?
Just let it be.
Let it be. Dave Wendt from Forsyth. We appreciate you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.